The Will to Win by Burton Bradley. Maybe saying that name wrong, but it's not about the name. It's about what the name produced in the following poem. If you want anything bad enough to go out and fight for it, work day and night for it, give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it. If your only desire of it makes you quite mad enough, never tire of it, makes you hold all other things toward it and cheat for it. In life seems all empty and useless without it, and all that scheme and you dream about it, if gladly you'll sweat for it, fret for it, plan for it, lose all your terror terror of God or man for it, if you simply go after that thing you want with all capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if there's neither cold poverty, famished gaunt, nor sickness, nor pain of body and brain can turn you away from the thing you want. If you dodged and you grim and you besiege and beset for it, you'll get it. The Will to Win. Family, I hope you enjoyed that poem. If you're listening through YouTube, please hit that subscribe if you're not subscribed. If you are listening through the podcast, please subscribe to the podcast. We're constantly picking up our game each and every time we get on the mic. We want to get better. We want to improve. We want to work towards the goal. And even though at times there's a moment where it's not clear what we're doing as far as, is it time to give up and give in? But it keeps reminding me, when I hear things like this, the will to win, when I search topics and I find out, or audio clips, and I find that the reason why most people give up is not a lack of will. It's a lack of, is it worth it? So we're going to jump into today's show, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Today's show it means a lot to me. These past couple shows have been meaning a lot. Because if you don't know and you don't understand, each and every time I get up here, I've stated it before, it is truly a great opportunity, and I don't take it lightly. That's why I've been expounding more time into this show. I've been doing more research in how to make the show better. Because I want the best experience for you, and I want the best experience for me. With no further ado, let's jump into today's show.
There are a lot of athletes who, talented, mentally driven, who are great athletes. But what do you think it is that separates out those athletes to become the incredible, ultimate elite athletes, the Jordans, the Gretzkys?
I wanted to do something that nobody had ever done before. And that started with a dream and a goal. I wanted to be the greatest of all time. I went 5 straight years without missing a single day of workout, 365 days a year. Every single day I was in the water. And in the sport of swimming, when you miss one day, it takes you 2 days to get back. So I was already that much, I was continuing to build on that throughout that time. And you know, that was kind of just how I was. There are days you're not going to want to do it, sure. I mean, everybody has those days. But it's what you do on those days that help you move forward.
So you hate losing more than you enjoy the winning?
Yeah. Yeah. It's in 2012, I lost the 200 fly by, I don't even, frustrated.
We won't talk about it.
And I watched the video, like, I don't know, 2 months before trials, and I saw myself mess up a third turn. I was like, well, that's the race. Like, I knew the outcome, obviously, but I was watching the race, and I was like, well, if I hit the third turn, I win the race. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was something that obviously stuck with me for a long time.
Because I didn't have anything. I had no money, I had no things, we had no TV, we had no refrigerator, we had nothing as kids. But I was rich because I had a dream. I had a dream. of becoming the greatest bodybuilder, and I had a dream to use bodybuilding as a means to get into films. But I had no idea that it would go as far as it did.
If I took you to where I grew up, the odds on me getting from there to here is not something you would have bet on. Don't allow anybody, friends, family, even your parents, to tell you you're aiming too high. Because if you look at my story, it's not a Hollywood movie. It's real, it's authentic, and it happened to me. I'm not smarter than anyone else, and it can happen to you.
I always say, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And the reason that I always say that is because I didn't grow up with things being handed to me. I had to work hard, I had to dedicate myself, and I had to be determined, and I was.
When you see transition really start to happen, when you really want to transition to something, master, there's no limits. You know, don't let the world ever put limits on you. You can do anything you want to do, but make sure if you have a vision, make sure the vision is written.
People often want to call me the exception, like, oh my God, you're the exception. No, I'm not the exception. I'm an average, ordinary woman who chose every day to make one more extraordinary decision.
I have not allowed my disability to stop me doing most things. I feel a sense of achievement that I have managed to make these contributions, despite having ALS.
I feel like anybody can do anything they set their mind to. It depends on how bad you want it, and I wanted to do it. You know, at this stage of my life, I don't feel like there's too much that I can't do. I don't mean to sound cocky or nothing, but if I like really, really want to do it, I don't give up that easy.
You have a good chance at making some of your wildest dreams come true. Most people don't even try, sadly. Most people try and then stop, give up. Very few people try and try and try, or do and do and do and do and never give up.
You have to realize that there's always work to do, and you want to be the hardest working person in whatever you do, and you'll put yourself in position to be successful. And you have to have a passion about what you do. And basketball was mine, and that's what's carried me to this point.
Conscience shouts, here's what you should do, while your intuition whispers, here's what you could do. Listen to that voice that tells you what you could do. Nothing will define your character more than that.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard. And you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, you don't really love it, you're going to give up. And that's what happens to most people, actually. If you really look at the ones that ended up, you know, being successful, unquote, in the eyes of society, and the ones that didn't, oftentimes it's the ones that are successful loved what they did so they could persevere when it got really tough. And the ones that didn't love it quit.
Never be discouraged. Never hold back. Give everything you got. Fall forward.
Holding on to your dream and staying focused is really important. If I could come from a council estate in the middle of Stratford-upon-Avon and live in 17 houses before I was 16, and win 3 Michelin stars. Anybody who wants to come in and copy or use me as inspiration, then, you know, yeah, I'm the real deal.
You know, in the beginning, we went to every single label, and every single label shut their door on us. The genius thing that we did was we didn't give up. We didn't say, because these guys, you know, we use that what do they know approach, you know. We didn't give up at that point.
You know, when I went to film school, everybody said, well, you're nuts. What are you going to film school for? You know, nobody from a film school had ever gotten a job in the film business. It just had never happened. So you were just doomed to be a ticket taker at Disneyland. So there was like, why would you do that? You know, why don't you take a major that you can actually get a job at? But once I fell in love with it, there was no going back, even though I had absolutely no chance of making it in the film business.
So whatever you feel in your heart and in your gut, you should follow that. And then if that changes one day, that's fine too. Then you follow that. But you're the only one who knows. Nobody else.
You can't let anyone tell you what, you know, your best is. You know what your best is. And I work at it. You know, you can have whatever you want. It just takes work.
I've never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
Nobody works harder than me inside the octagon, outside the octagon. I am a workhorse.
Work your butt off. You never want to fail because you didn't work hard enough. I never wanted to lose a competition or lose an election because I didn't work hard enough. I always believe leaving no stone unturned. Muhammad Ali, one of my great heroes, had a great line in the 70s when he was asked, how many sit-ups do you do? He said, I don't count my sit-ups. I only start counting when it starts hurting. When I feel pain, that's when I start counting because that's when it really counts. That's what makes you a champion.
To become an entrepreneur is not easy. Mm. And a lot of people who try to become entrepreneurs, they fail along the way. But good ones pick themselves up and they try again until they succeed.
If they can do it, I can do it. And that's the mentality. If somebody else can do it, you can do it. And I said to myself, I will do it and I will do it better. That's the mentality.
Don't be afraid to fail. Anything I've ever attempted, I was always willing to fail.
Just the fact that I'm willing to fail is an inspiration. People are so scared to lose that they don't even try. Like, one thing that people can't say is they can't say, I'm not trying. I'm not trying my hardest. I'm not trying to do it the best way that I know how with what little information I get.
Don't give up. You will fail 1,000 times, but then you'll succeed. And most people like to give up after they fail because that's when it feels like that's when you're supposed to give up. Like, I tried, I failed, time to quit. I totally disagree. Failure really happens when you've decided that you no longer want to pursue that dream. Like, that's the moment of failure. That's the point when you turn the corner from on your way to success to failing.
I've often met people who are terrified, you know, in a straitjacket of their own making because they'd rather do anything than fail. They don't want to try for fear of failing. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the rock bottom thing. Rock bottom wasn't fun at all. I'm not going to romanticize rock bottom, but it was liberating. What did I have to lose?
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb.
The poorest way to face life is to face it with a sneer. There are many men who feel a kind of twisted pride and cynicism. There are many who confine themselves to criticism of the way others do what they themselves dare not even attempt. There is no more unhealthy being, no man less worthy of respect, than he who either really holds or feigns to hold an attitude of sneering disbelief toward all that is great and lofty, whether in achievement or in that noble effort which, even if it fails, comes to second achievement. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who, at the best, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family, to my existing family. Big up. As always, thank you for joining the movement. On this podcast show, we shift the mindset through inspiration, motivation, with a standing foundation of self-discipline. I am your respectful host, E.D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Now, you know the motto, the slogan, what we believe here, bet on yourself. You won't win unless you get in the game and play. A quote that resonates with us here by Bob Marley, you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. Another one of my favorite quotes, which is unknown, is living means doing what you love to do, even if you have to fall to get back up. Man, I love that. One question, two thought-provoking statements. First question, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? First thought-provoking statement, learning to be rich in your dreams. Learning to be rich in your dreams, as was inspired by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Second thought-provoking statement, listen to that voice, what you could do. Listen to that voice, what you could do. And again, that was inspired by Stephen King. Today's episode is entitled The Mentality, Complain or Construct. Again, the mentality, complain or construct. That was actually, the title was inspired by Jason Black, and I remixed it with the piece of the mentality aspect again. Again, I'm going to say the title because it speaks volumes. The mentality, complain or construct. You know, family, As I was putting everything together here for you guys, I really tapped into some very emotional aspects of my life that really reminded me about the fight. See, from time to time, family, we have to go back to the fight. See, the fight for me started really young when I shared with you when I almost died as a young kid, and if it wasn't for my mother having the intuition to come into the room to check on me, to take me to the hospital because I had completely stopped breathing. See, the fight that we have in us, see, we have to tap into that, and sometimes I'll say I, because maybe you don't have this problem. I forget about the fight, or I forget about the things that I went through to get to where I'm at. And I'll find myself that I'll step back into victim mode for a moment, and I'll start complaining and getting frustrated about the way things are, and I know they could be better, and all of this and that. And then I step back and I say, ED, what is all of that for? What is really going on? See, family, we look so much at the surface that we forget to go back to the root to fix the root of things. See, I asked you that question, what do you have to lose? Because I read a quote somewhere that talks about, and I paraphrase here, where a young man asked a, I don't want to say guru, but someone that inspired him, how do I achieve success? He said, the money that you make from your job or investments or whatever that is, take a percentage of that and invest it into yourself, whether it's personal development, whether it's training in the aspect of the thing that you want to learn and know. But a lot of times, family, we don't do that. We'll take that money and invest it in things that does not provide us a return in investment. You know the things that I'm talking about, Wendy's, McDonald's, going out to eat. See, I'm guilty of it too, family. So I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to tell you my story. See, I remember when I was working at this organization, and I'm someone that I've shared with you before that I love project management. Like, project management is like my first love of anything, because all of the moving pieces, how it stays fresh and new. And I started going down the journey of wanting to get certified in project management. And the first step was what they call a CAPM, a Certified Associate Project Manager. And so I bought all the material, just super excited, like, yeah, I'm about to do this. And I studied the material and I went and took the test and I failed. Now, on that ride home, I couldn't understand why I failed, because I felt I put in a lot of time. But did I? So the next time around, I changed my approach up. And so what I did was, family, and this may be where I tap back into the obsession. See, I get nervous when I tap into my obsession side, because to me, a light switch kicks on and I become somebody that I didn't even know that was inside of me. And a lot of times, family, we have these mental blockers that get in our way that say, not that we can't do it, but we look at the cost and we say, is the cost really worth it? And it's not really about the cost. It's really about the investment. I'm going to help somebody here. See, if you stop looking at the cost and you start looking at the investment, your approach will be different. But for me, it's always funny. Something has to click. And when it clicks, it's game time. And I'm nervous because I know what is about to happen. And when it does happen, I become, like I said, this other person. So what ended up happening, family, is that I woke up at 4 a.m. From 4 to 5:30 a.m., I studied for the test. From 5:30, then I took a shower. I already had my clothes and everything ironed. I got on the road at 6 because I had to be to work by 8, and my drive was an hour and a half one way. So on the way to the job, I was also listening to the audio. See, what I did is I recorded myself going through the material, plus there was also some audio that was associated with the actual information that I was studying. So on the way there, as well as on the way back, I'm listening to the audio. And then when I got home, I also had signs throughout the apartment in which it reminded me of, I don't want to say my why, but it was really my why not. Why not give up now? Well, I can't give up now is because I've come too far. I've invested too much into this. As I've invested a lot of time. I've invested a lot of financial resources. I can't give up now. So I had signs in the bathroom. I had signs at the door because I wanted to remind myself every time I walked out that door, every time I walked into that bathroom, every time I walked into that living room, what I was doing was not because it just seemed cute to get a certificate or a certification. It was deeper than that. And at times, family, we forget that it's not about the thing. It's about what we become through the thing. And what I realized that day and time is that I was becoming more because I was willing to pay the investment and not the cost. See, the cost and the investment is two different things. And I've shared that with you before, but since we're having this conversation now, let me unpack it. The investment is Your time as with regards to resources, your investment is what you become, what desire does it solve? The cost is a commodity, meaning the cost can go up and down. It can be 10, 20, 30. It depends on what it is. But the investment is what you become out of it. That's my version of it. A lot of people have different takes on what it can be. But what I understood is that I had to continually pick myself up, you know, continuously. I'm in that phase now, family, is that I'm doing this show. I'm focusing on sneakers. I'm working on learning the whole YouTube game. I have a lot of moving pieces. And I remember I had to make a bold decision. And I said, well, I'm getting up at this time, but I'm not able to get through everything like I want to. I'm not able to pour into the show more like I want to, deliver a better quality of show like I want to. What am I willing to do? What investment am I willing to give up? And I had to make a tough decision. And it was hard, family. It was hard because I enjoyed sleeping in. I don't know about you, but I'm just keeping it a buck with you. I'm just being honest with you. Most people won't tell you that. They won't tell you that they enjoy sleeping in. They won't tell you that, you know, they wouldn't want to work on the weekends because it's their time to relax and sit back and chill. See, they don't want to be honest with you. They want to mislead you. I'm telling you straight up, I wanted to sleep in, but I realized once that understanding that this is more to this. I have an opportunity to impact people's life. I have an opportunity to inspire and encourage. Somebody could be listening to me and they may make a decision, you know, enough's enough. I'm tired of laying on my friend's couch. I'm tired of staying with my parents. I need to get my own. I'm tired of being sick and tired, and a spark or a light bulb goes off and says, let me get started today. That's why I played that Teddy Roosevelt speech. Because what I realize is what was holding me back on going further as far as with YouTube, what was holding me back on going farther of learning sneakers, what was holding me back from various things, it wasn't that I wasn't capable of doing it. It was because I didn't want to deal with the critics of making a judgment or assessment of something of what I haven't learned or mastered yet. But then I had to realize that everybody had to start somewhere. So won't I get started? And along the way, I'll just take it as a stair approach and not an escalator or an elevator. See, when you learn to be rich in your dreams, you understand that you're able to chase, not really chase. Let me rephrase that. You're able to walk and understand what excites you and what interests you. And what you notice a lot of times, and what I've been noticing when I've been studying a lot of different people, is that yes, the money is great. Money is up there with oxygen, if we're gonna keep it a buck, as Zig Ziglar would say. However, what you notice though, they went after the thing, and the thing ended up turning out to be able to provide them a financial means that they didn't even imagine or dream of. But so many times we get caught up in what the finances is going to be, what the payout is going to be financially, that when things get hard, when things get challenging, we don't want to move forward because we're like, we don't see anything financial. See, when I was looking, I know you didn't get to see the video treatment of some of the audio clip, but in the video treatment, I had seen the clip with Casey Neistat, and what he showed was he was showing all the different vlogs that he had done. And he probably had 200-300 plus vlogs, and he just kept going and look where he is now. And it made me think about it. I was like, you know, I'm going to add another component to the Impact Secret podcast show. It may be the TV show on YouTube, where I'm going to add a vlog edition where I'm going to, talk about, you know, my day and talk about things I'm doing and using and products and things like that. Because again, family, I do this not just to to inspire the next generation or the next person or the whoever. I want to make it known that you're never too young, never too old, and you don't have to wait until things get, you know, are perfect. You know, the kids have left the house, or you wait to get the right amount of money. You can get started today and stop allowing people to hold you back that doesn't have the same intentions of uplifting you when you are moving forward in your journey. I challenge you today, family. I challenge you to do something uncomfortable. And when I mean that, let me put proper context around that. I challenge you to pick up that dream or that goal that you written down or you didn't write down and start taking actionable steps. Don't write out no long plan about how you're going to do it and do it, because you do all of that, then you won't move forward. How do I know that? Because I was one of those people. I would plan, and I never took action. Till finally I said, enough, I'm just going to do it. And then once I started doing it, then I started incorporating the planning, putting more of a structure around it. But at first, like I told you, when I started the podcast, I didn't have anything pre-planned. I said, let's just go and do it. Just record, hit record. Let's go, record. I don't know what I'm going to say. Record. I don't know. Record. Because family, if you continue not to not walk forward or not put your best foot forward of at least going after it, you won't never know. And this thing takes time. We are 250 plus episodes in, and I'm still working on this craft. I am still trying to understand, how does this work? I'm still trying to figure out what makes the family, what arrests the family's attention when they are listening to the show. What more do they want? And I know that takes time. And sometimes I get irritated because I don't want to wait. I want it now. I want to be able to be the number one now, not later. I don't want to go through, oh, well, I need to pay my dues and this and that. No, I want it now. But I understand that sometimes it takes time for things to catch up to where you're at. But you have to keep marching forward. You have to keep going after it. You have to keep driving. You have to keep pushing yourself even when you don't want to push yourself. I didn't want to get up this morning. But I understood that it was a commitment to doing this show. I understood it was a commitment to do the other things that's on my board. Because, see, I changed it from writing it down on my note section to on some note cards. I actually put it on a whiteboard of all the things that I had to do. But what I understood, again, going back to my original point about taking action, I was taking action on those things, but I needed to see the things that I was taking action on. I didn't create this long, dried out plan. I said, these are the things I need to do, and these are the things I'm going to do. And that, again, was inspired by Ryan Leake's book, Chasing Failures. Getting wins, winning one thing a day. Just start there. I know I held you too long, family, so I'll close with this. Every day will be a fight. And there's going to be days you're not going to want to show up to the fight. There's going to be days, like I explained, where you're going to be irritated and frustrated, in which you start playing the victim role and asking why. Why is this happening? You're committed. You're putting in the time while other people are not. What are they doing differently? And you start going down that trail and that rabbit hole of victimhood. But what you're going to have to realize, and what I had to realize yesterday, I can't control anyone but myself. I can't impact anyone that doesn't want to receive the information. So I have to continue to work on me. I have to find ways to dig to the root of whatever success that I want to achieve out of life. So I challenge you again, family, like I said, pick up that dream or that goal that you felt is uncomfortable and start taking action today. I've been your respectful host, ED, and this has been another Impact Secret Podcast show. Until next time. Peace.